There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I've had enough of Pete Alonso, BT. It's nothing personal. Seems like a great guy. I mean, my God, it is October. There's one game left on the schedule, and this guy hasn't been able to buy a big hit. He came up in a big spot again yesterday. Stop me if you've heard this before. Pete Alonso came up in a big spot with a chance with one swing to change the entire game, and yet he failed. And this time he failed by tripping over his own bat as he's running to first base. Enough! We've heard about it from September. Oh, hey, you know what? There's 3 weeks left in the season. Hey, you know what? There's a series left in a week. Oh, hey, you know what? If he does it against Atlanta. Oh, you know what? If he does it in the postseason. What? He's playing great defense. Sure. I can't even watch Pete Alonso anymore. And, of course, he gets a base hit and two outs, nobody on in the seventh inning. I just can't take it, BT. You hope that he's going to get it done. We've been waiting for it all year long. Pete Alonso is killing this team.
Okay, I can't disagree. He's been awful lately. I think he's had one extra base hit since September 17th and a couple of home runs, one of which came off Clemens, position player. Do you drop him further tonight? I mean,
Drop him out.
Well,
but there's no other option.
You know they're not going to bench him, so why not bat him seventh? If he's this inept, then he's pretty inept right now. Bat him seventh.
Legit last night, the first thing I'm like, is there who could play first base? Like, I guess the answer would be you move Vientos to first base and figure it out. He never does anything. He can't even give you a good at bat. It's infuriating. The thing that makes it more infuriating is every time I get sucked in thinking, all right, this is it. Forget everything that happened to date.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit one in the gap here. Hit one over the fence. Change the game. Change the feel of what has gone on with your season, Pete. Save the team. They need you. Like last night, they needed them. We talked about, can the Mets get to a World Series without Alonso? Well, they made it this far without Alonso contributing. But last night's a perfect spot, BT, where they needed a big hit with guys on. He had a chance to do that, and he didn't do it. And they ended up losing the game because
of it. You didn't even really need a big hit. Just don't bang into a double play. How about a sack fly? First and third, you're up one zip. And then, the visual. And, I'm starting to feel badly for Pete. Not that that changes the pressure or the anger, but, it's inexplicable what he's turning into right now in front of us. I don't know what it is, but this is not the guy that we watched for half a decade mash baseballs into orbit.
He has folded in his biggest season to date, not only for himself playing for a contract, but what the Mets have done as a team. They've been better. I know the record wasn't, but this team has been better than they were in 2022. A legitimate chance to go all the way. And he's come up small and smaller every step of the way. As the pressure has risen, he's gotten worse. He hasn't gotten, you just had an extra base hit since mid-September.
Salads.
The games are getting more important. He's getting worse.
He is getting worse. He's shrinking. It's confounding. I mean, Look at the different situations of the Mets right now. So Iglesias, we know his, his path here, bounce around a little bit, good glove, never really stuck. Well, just kind of a bit of a transient baseball existence, right? He's hitting 340. Lindor, I'm going to finish second in the MVP, started hitting 064 in the first month of April, and his back is, he's probably, who knows what he's getting shot up with. You can just see the way he's throwing the baseball all of a sudden across the middle of the diamond. He's physically not right. And here he is, still grinding out a sack fly or a big home run in Atlanta, doing some stuff. Vientos was on the Syracuse shuttle, up, down. They really wanted Beatty to win that. Up, down, up, down, up. Finally up, and he hits. He's the second best hitter on the team. And here's Pete Alonso, who's got 200 million plus reasons to do damage, and he's hitting like a pitcher. Like, he just is awful right now.
Tyrone Taylor has contributed. Francisco Alvarez, although not to the level that we expect, he's had his moment.
And by the way, can you get a helmet that fits?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a little sidebar. Can you get a helmet that fits?
Yeah.
Every time he swings or runs, the helmet falls off his head. Like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones. Get something that fits.
I like to see him pop a couple into the seats, man. He's got to get going with the power. But yeah. Anyway, with Pete, this is all you need to know. Lindor, in a key moment, sees it on the line, running around the bases with a bad back, picks up a bat from the ground, thinking about his team.
Uh-huh.
Pete Alonso, key moment, season on the line, trips over his bat, face planting as he's going to first base. Like, is that not symbolic of the embarrassing season he's had?
Boy, that is some visual that you just
personally,
connect there.
We were talking about this with Recco before the show. Like, you feel bad for Pete?
I do.
But enough. Like, I've just seen enough. I cannot believe how poorly he's played here.
He looks awful. You know what I thought happened to him? Remember when Ryan Howard ruptured his Achilles, the final out of the World Series back in the day? I actually thought his Achilles went. Because he went down, and he was nowhere near the play. When you're out by 40 feet, which he was.
You didn't see him trip over the bat.
And then they showed you the replay, and of course, he was go skating time.
I didn't even see him fall. I was like, where is he? What's going on?
And it was just—it was so ungraceful, like the way his face went. They're just sloppy, like he didn't even catch himself cleanly. I feel badly for him, but if he doesn't wake up, the Mets are not going to win. He's got to hit, man. It's embarrassing.
And I just don't get it, BT, because this has not been an MO for him throughout the course of his career.
I know. Well,
he's hit big home runs before.
Yeah, I've never looked at him as incredibly clutch. I have not.
But he's hit big home runs. I'm not saying now when he first came up, there weren't clutch moments in his rookie season.
Yeah, they weren't good.
But even 22, like, he plays every day. He was hitting with a lot of power. Like, you can't be on clutch and drive in over 100 runs.
Yeah, I hear you. Even A-Rod back in the day would have, you know, he was the king of the three-run bomb when the Yankees won 11-4 against the Angels and the White Sox. I hear you.
But I never felt like that was Pete all the time. He's hit some big home runs. However, this year, with all the pressure on him for his walk year and where the team is at, it's been bad from the start, and it's gotten worse as the pressure has gone up for the team. He is absolutely killing this team, and I am tired of watching him. BT and Sal on the Fan. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, boys. Always a pleasure. You know, I got to love you guys, but I need to get this off my chest about this guy. This guy, right now in the playoffs, he is the worst cleanup hitter in the playoffs. That's my first point. I would take every other cleanup hitter in the playoffs right now over that bum, okay?
Well, he's not your cleanup hitter, though, anymore.
Okay, great. But he's supposed to be that guy, right?
Yeah,
true.
That's my first point. My second point, I would bench him. I wouldn't even let him leave the hotel tonight. I wouldn't even let him leave the hotel. You know what I would do? I would put Vientos at first. I'd put that kid at second base, Acuna, and I'd put Iglesias at third. And I guarantee you that kid Acuna could get hit. Could get a hit or even just fall into a hit over that bum. I don't even call him Pete anymore. I call him number 20 because he doesn't even deserve to get called by his name. He's a bum.
Yeah,
oh my goodness gracious.
Well, thank you, man.
Boy, the tide has turned on Petey, huh?
Hoff, you've been a big Pete Alonso supporter. Where are you at with the face planter himself?
Well, I was going to say maybe we don't bench him, but maybe he's like the ninth hitter or something like that.
You do you got to do something.
They should drop him. More.
Here's a really good idea. Maybe we can, I mean, I'm referencing old movies, but go the Goonies route with the brother Bram where they play trick on him and then tie him to a chair so he can't leave the house. Maybe we do that. Like,
the
just
Goonies.
Lock it. Like, get him stuck in a closet like Rookie of the Year or whatever it is.
I don't have the answer.
Is this where we're at, Hoff?
I don't.
I mean, maybe.
But and Hoff's been
if Hoff doesn't have confidence, then nobody's got confidence. And Pete.
So I went to him. He's been going MVP this, MVP that.
I'll tell you what. Now, they'll never do it. They and on most levels, they shouldn't do it. But what that, and I know that, you know, listen, maybe a little personal, a little disrespectful, whatever. But I don't know that his premise is totally off base. You can make the case that sitting Alonso tonight is the right baseball move. You actually could make that case. He's not hitting.
Even I don't know.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If I'm willing to go there.
They won't do it. You don't want to see Acuna out there? You don't want to see Iglesias, Acuña, and Vientos, that trio? I mean, again, they won't do it.
Well, here's
you
the,
could make the case it's the smart baseball
I know.
Move.
I know that. The problem
He's
is...
He's a mess.
I get it. The problem is it's a one-game elimination. You hold out the hope that just by luck somehow he runs into it. Now, maybe the time to sit him would have been a week ago or... You know, you're not going to sit him game one or game two last night, but maybe they should have sent him a message sooner to like just, hey.
Yeah.
They've had the Mets' strength, one of their great strengths this year is they've held everybody else accountable. And yet with Pete, I know they've moved him down a little bit in the order, but there really hasn't been an alternate option that's going to let him feel like, hey, take a second here to catch your breath, but we need you to get going. And if you don't, you're going to be out of the lineup. Like, how could you... Yeah, he's killing them.
Yeah, and I watch him in the post-game press conferences. And, Hop, do we have that sound where he spoke about this after the game, about his, potentially his last game? We do. Listen to this, and I want to react. Go ahead, Zoo.
Yeah, I really haven't thought of it because, I mean, my whole focus is just going deep in the playoffs. I don't really want to think about that at all. I want to think about winning the game tomorrow.
All right, so this is not going to make Met fans feel better, but it's just an observation that I had, because when somebody is mired in such a funk like that, I look, especially in baseball, where it can just destroy you. Like, there's no more lonely feeling being 1-for-30. Like, there's nowhere to hide. You know, you're in a box 60 feet, 6 inches away, and it's you, and that's it, and you look bad. I watch him, like, when he grounds out, when he pops out, when he strikes out, when he face plants. And his body language is still, like, what he's admitting is still fairly positive. And I respect that because he must be inwardly destroyed.
But that's the problem. See, I think with Pete...
You'd rather see him smash your helmet and just get it out of the way?
See him acknowledge for once this disappointing year. All we've heard from Pete and all we've seen is he's trying to fight through it outwardly in a positive way. Not thinking about free agency. I've had an all-star season. My at-bats are good. My swings are good. For once, Pete, look in the mirror and say, you know what? You got to be honest with yourself. I right now am sucking. I shouldn't have been an all-star. I haven't had the type of year that I hold myself to. I need to be more impactful. I'm hurting the ball club. And yes, it sucks not knowing where I'm going to be playing next year because I love it here and want to be a Met for life. But I'm going to do whatever I can tonight to make sure we continue playing. He's ignoring it. He's trying to sweep it under the rug. He has been all year. And I think it's hurting him because the more you sweep it under the rug, the more it builds and builds and builds. He's pretending it's not there. It is there. Acknowledge it. And then everything else should be easier from there. That's, to me, the biggest
issue.
Okay,
you know, honestly, that's not a bad way to look at it. I mean, that's probably what I would do. I would just explode on a bat rack. And he did break the bat over his knee a couple of weeks. Remember that? He did show that emotion. I almost think that his patience has been, you know, one of his great characteristics over time. And I don't know, maybe if you deviate it now abruptly, maybe it does rattle you to the core and you actually start playing well again. It could actually get worse. He could start taking this into the field. Like, I don't know if he
steps... He's been good defensively.
He's been very good defensively. If he steps out of character and he starts doing things that would probably make you feel better and us watching him...
But don't you think...
Maybe it gets worse, dude.
Do you think he thinks he's having a good year?
If he's honest with himself, again, not what he tells,
That's what I'm saying.
There is no way that when he gets in his car and he drives to City or he gets on the team bus today, he is happy with the way he's playing. Zero chance.
You can see the frustration on his face. He wants it so bad that it kills him, but yet he's not acknowledging that. Maybe to himself he is somewhere along. Do you think he's not thinking about that this could be his last year with the Mets?
I absolutely think that he is.
Of course he is. He's a human.
But what good does it do to say that? Does it do any good? You think it frees him up?
Yes.
I think it might burden him more. I don't know that, but.
If you hold on to those things sometimes, it's better to just get it out.
Get it out, a little cathartic.
Yeah.
Get on your knees and start begging. Get to the baseball gods, right? Start firing up the rum and Joe Boo.
Maybe
do whatever you got to do.
Up your butt, Joe Boo. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. Special announcement as well.
He's been awful, man. I can't get over how bad he's been. He has been bad.
Enough's enough. We have a little special announcement coming up. We'll do that when we come back.
Stuff.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.